Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And this month in February, as we're celebrating our third year and just passing 2 years of being on the air, I'm recording this from Israel. And as I look out my window, I can see the Sea of Galilee. Now, is that not the craziest thing ever? It's so amazing. We today are reading in Matthew 5, verses 21 through 26 in the ESV, and it's about anger today, so I'm sure none of you can relate, but I know I can, and it says this: "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire. So, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life, another day of breath, another day of weather, and another day of relationships. And Lord, this passage today is all about something we all struggle with, and that's anger. And so Lord, right now we just confess to you that we have anger, and we have been angry at other people. We've been angry at our circumstances, and these in particular are talking about anger with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Lord, help us as I'm praying this to bring to mind those we need to let go of, those we need to hold on to, those we need to relinquish, those we need to stop controlling, those we need to forgive, those in whom we are embittered against. All of those people, bring them to mind. And Lord, we put them in our mind's eye right now, and we release them to you, because you have perfect justice as well as perfect peace. And Lord, help us also to be the kind of people that don't just point the fingers at others and say, "Oh, well, they hurt me, so they're bad." And we never point the finger back to ourselves and examine our hearts. Lord, would you look into our hearts today and tell us and show us and reveal to us when we have wrong attitudes, when bitterness has encapsulated our hearts. Lord, I remember a time where I was with a counselor, and I read a really angry worded letter that I never sent, but it was still very bitter. And I remember her looking at me and saying, "Wow, you are really bitter about this person." And it was such a wake-up call for me, because I hadn't really understood how bitter I was until I read it out loud and I got that response. And so, Lord, maybe there's some people listening today who, if they wrote a letter about a particular person, their hearts would be revealed as embittered. But Lord, you promise us that when we come to you, you give us a brand new heart. You take out this heart of stone that is, hard-hearted and embittered, and you replace it with a heart of flesh, tender-hearted, forgiving, compassionate. And that's how we're supposed to be, because we're more like you when we are forgiving, because you on the cross were looking down at all the people below, and you even said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." So you were forgiving even in your greatest bit of agony. And so, Lord, help us in our small bits of agony to forgive those who have sinned against us. And I know, Lord, that's a journey. I know it doesn't take overnight. I know it's not merely a decision. I know it's a lifetime of choices. And so, Lord, help us to be people who forgive, and then maybe we're reminded again and we have to forgive again. It's not necessarily a one and done. It's a peeled layer kind of thing. And so, Lord, help us not to be discouraged when we have to do it again, but to be tenderhearted, forgiving, as I said before. And Lord, this is a work of you. This is your Holy Spirit in us. And so we entrust our hearts to you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Some of you may know this, some of you may not, but you can actually listen to Pray Every Day on your Alexa device. And so a shout out to all of you who are listening on your Alexa device today. You can do that. And you just ask for Pray Every Day and it will show up and it'll be part of one of your morning skills. So you can start or end the day. There's another person I've talked to who said that I put them to sleep at night. So you can try that as well. So anyway, I hope you're having an amazing day, and I am signing off from Israel. Have a great day.